Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So if we're doing a Raptors game roll call, Drake present, Sean Mendes present, Caitlin Green present, President Barack Obama presente.
Four rows ahead of you?
Four rows ahead.
This is magical.
Crazy. Superfan Nav Bhatia present. Why would he not be? He's never missed a game in like 24, 25 years.
Yeah, I saw him in the lounge.
You saw him in the lounge?
Yeah, he's hanging out. He's holding a little kid with him.
Unbelievable. So this man is pretty much a household name here in Canada, and he's getting waves around the world because of his story. We're, of course, talking about Nav Bhatia. He's the man you'll see, you know, courtside. He's wearing his beautiful turban. He's got an awesome beard, which I'm really jealous of.
Yeah.
How's he grow that thing? I've been trying for years. And, you know, a funny story. This was full circle for me, Marilyn.
Okay.
One of the last things I did before I got in my car and drove here from Chicago to Toronto, I opened up my laptop and I watched The Carter Effect. Yeah, the Netflix documentary.
It's a great, great documentary.
And I looked at the story of, you know, what this team, when Vince Carter, you know,
yes,
little controversy there. But it really reinforced to me that I was moving to someplace really, really exciting. And one part of the documentary was with this super fan of the Raptors, Nav Bhatia. They had a whole segment. I was like, whoa, this dude's awesome. He's cool. And now I'm sitting in front of him, literally in his house in Mississauga, which is a beautiful home, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he's done very well. He's a very smart businessman.
Very great businessman. Very smart. But he invited me over. I got in contact with him. I was like, hey, I'd love to sit and talk with you. And he said, come on over.
That's so good.
It's great. Get to his house, and we have a 30-minute long chat, which the entirety you could see right now on our Instagram at Chum1045 on IGTV. But I want to play you a part of that interview that was most interesting to me when I heard that he experienced stereotyping because of his appearance, and he decided to do something about it through the Raptors. Take a listen.
He was sitting there. This white guy was sitting in his mid-40s, was sitting there. And as I entered the room with my nice suit and tie and everything, because I was coming from work, he says, honey, I got to go. My cab is here.
So the guy thought you were the cab driver?
I was a cab driver. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, man.
Because I respect cab drivers.
Sure.
I believe in the dignity of labor.
Absolutely.
But, you know, in Toronto, I think 80% of the cab drivers are Sikh.
Are Sikh, okay.
So he thought I was a cabbie.
Did you correct him?
Well, I said, no, I'm not a cabbie. I'm also here to repair the phone. And he said, I'm sorry. He was taken back.
Wow.
But on that day, and I didn't fault him.
Sure.
I faulted my community leaders who didn't do enough to change that perception that Sikhs can be, of course, the proud taxi drivers, but they can also be doctors, engineers, car dealers, and all that.
Wow, what a completely different attitude to take.
Yes.
Where most people probably would have been really angry.
Exactly.
And really
angry
offended.
And they say, hey, you know, this and that. But you know what? That's where I'm different. So what I did is, I went to Raptors and I bought 3,000 tickets.
3,000 tickets?
Yes, sir. I told them, and I worked out they said, oh, you're not going to get this many people. I said, don't worry. So I bussed people from Sikh temple.
Sure.
I bussed people from all kind of temples, Hindu temple, Muslim temple, single mother kids, all those. I tried to give away the tickets, but mainly the Sikhs.
Sure.
Because I wanted my kids to integrate, sit there at the Raptors game, and celebrate our New Year's in April. We started that in 99.
Okay.
We still do that every year. So we just finished our 20th celebration on April the 1st against Orlando, I believe.
Wow.
So what I did is, these kids come, and the reason I did is, when the kids are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, they're innocent. They don't have any hatred in them.
Sure.
They're pure.
Sure.
I said I want them to integrate during that time so that they don't go through what I went through.
Let me tell you what I love about this. Some people go through something and, you know, experience something hurtful or painful. And they open up their Instagram or their Twitter and they start spewing out the mouth about it. Like, yeah, I'm gonna rinse this guy out on Instagram. What he does, he decides he's going to take action and say, hey, I'm going to turn a negative into a positive. So he said, yeah, people think that, you know, us Sikhs, all we do is drive cabs. I'm going to show that we do not only just drive cabs, but we go to ball games. Yeah. We're family people. We have kids, mothers.
And he's also involving young people, that he's talking about younger kids, that are very impressionable and have no hate in them. That's so true. I love his proactive, being active, being positive. I just think he's such a great role model for so many.
He actually went to the Twitter upfronts last week, and I was at them as well.
Yes.
And they brought him out. There was a journalist who did a thread explaining Nav's life and his incredible story. And the two had never met in person, so they had a chance to meet in person. It was a really interesting moment. But Nav talked a lot about how someone sent a really horrible tweet to him from Milwaukee when Toronto was playing the Bucks.
Yeah.
And Nav actually reached out to him. They had a bit of a discourse, and the guy winds up apologizing. The two of them connect. Nav kind of turns him around and made him see like the error of his ways. And now Nav is saying, you know what, next year when we're back in Milwaukee, I want to send your son to a game. I want to get you guys some, you know, NBA swag. I want to take you out for dinner, just because it's about not going to that angry place, but about trying to change someone's mind if they're open to it.
Getting angry, guys, is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Turning it around takes a lot of work, and people sometimes don't want to take that work and make it happen. But there's something about him that makes it happen.
Yeah.
So that's a great story.
Yeah.
More Nav. We need more Nav in the world.
Yeah,
I love that.
For sure.
Hey,
good
thank
for you.
You so much for allowing me into your home to share that story with the people of Chum and the people of the world. Check out the whole interview. Great, great time. At Chum1045 on IGTV.
So, Jamar, have you seen Avengers Endgame yet?
Stop!
I thought you said on text yesterday you're going to do it.
I am the comic book guy.
Yeah.
And shamefully, I've not seen Endgame yet. I just can't find 3 hours of time.
You know why? Because you're a new dad. That's why.
So I'm a papa now, and it's like 3 hours means I got to get away from everybody and be like, okay, you watch the baby. You do this. Is dinner ready? Da 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 da. Okay, I'm going to the movies
you
for
know what
3 hours.
Do you know what that's called?
What's it called?
Planned spontaneity. Planned spontaneity.
But when I do get around to seeing it, I'll probably see it like 10 times, so I'm not really worried. So,
yeah. You know. Okay, you haven't looked at like any, you don't know much
I've actually stayed away from the spoilers, thankfully.
Right.
Thankfully enough. So, but I'm the type of person who watches movies over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But question for you listening right now, is there a movie that you'll never, ever, 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 ever watch again under any circumstances? Texas 104.5. 36. That's the question. What movie will you never watch again? I'll tell you which movie I will never turn on again.
Tell me.
The Shape of Water.
Why?
Is that the one with the fish guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not watching that ever again. That movie was so strange, so weird. And at the end, I'm like, oh, really? That's how it ends? She just jumps in the water with him and they just like, yeah? Bye-bye.
Oh. Do you know that was shot in Toronto?
Really?
That was down at the Gardner.
Oh, okay, well, great.
But they jumped in and, sorry, we're wrecking the movie for you, but you haven't seen it. Well, sorry about that.
Well, great. Well,
but it was all shot here in Toronto.
Great. I could live the movie. I don't ever
know. Okay, all right. Let me think.
Movie you'll never ever watch
Caitlin,
again.
Caitlin, you have a movie that you never ever watch again? Like I want that 2.5 hours back kind of thing?
I think one of the worst movies I've ever seen was that film that had Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, that was awful.
That movie.
You know what? That was so awful. I didn't even watch it because I knew it was going to be awful.
It was called Snatched, and I liked Trainwreck so much that I thought this might be good, and it was so, so, so terrible, in my opinion. The other movies I would never watch again are like sad ones. Like, you couldn't watch Benji again.
I can't watch Beaches.
Benji, my gosh.
I can't watch Beaches again.
Yeah,
Beaches,
can't watch
again. My gosh.
Can't do it.
No.
I just cried in both eyes from both those movies.
Yeah, I can't because I know it's sad.
I know, like Schindler's List. You're watching it
can't
once.
Can't watch that again.
One time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Such a great movie, though.
Such a fantastic film. I can't watch it again, though.
So even if you can't watch it again, that doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
No.
It's just that you just can't watch it again. Yeah. You know, yesterday, Brokeback Mountain was on.
Okay.
And I thought, that's a great movie. I would watch that again. And then I was CTV was running Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
I can watch that anytime.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? When we were talking about doing this as a chat piece, I thought, you know, those are some movies that I would watch again.
Yeah.
But some movies I really don't want to watch again because they were so bad and I want my time back. Like, as a child, ready for the biggest disappointment?
Sure.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. What a piece of garbage that was.
That movie was yeah.
That was too
bad. You're
long.
Right. I just like the flying
long.
Car.
Yeah, that, yeah, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Shout out to Howard the Duck. We'll get another piece of
oh
my time.
Gosh, yeah.
I knew it wouldn't take long for the text to start rolling.
Okay, oh, what are they saying on
yeah,
text?
Listen. I love this one. The English effing patient.
It was that bad?
Can we rename it?
No, I love that movie.
But it's, I guess, sad. Not everybody liked it.
No, I know. I know, yeah. I know, I know.
Yeah, someone else. Yeah, someone else co-signs my Schindler's List selection.
Okay.
Too sad. Oh, someone didn't like Dumb and Dumber. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us about the movie that you will never, ever, ever watch again. And why? Is it just really bad or just really, really sad? 104536.
I got another one.
What is it?
Fantasia.
Oh, come on.
That was awful.
It's a Disney classic.
No, it might be for somebody, but not for me. Oh, please.
All right. Loudly, she's spoken. Let's get an E-Talk Entertainment update from Marilyn Dennis.
Thank you so much, Jamar. Good to be here. I want to say happy Pride Month, by the way. It is June, so lots of stuff going on for Pride, so I'm excited about that. And, of course, getting towards the 23rd, we'll be on our float, and we'll wave to everybody in that big Pride parade. So excited about that.
So that parade, from what I understand, never been, is like a lot.
Huge,
right?
So much fun.
Okay,
so
cool.
Much fun. I want to talk to you about Alanis Morissette, her inspired Jagged Little Pill. Mm. That song is being turned into a Broadway play, and that's going to be hitting the boards next fall in NYC. And by the way, the Tony Awards will be handed out this Sunday at 8 o'clock, and James Corden will be hosting, so that'll be good. That's always a good show. Boy, if that show's not good, then you got problems.
Yeah.
If you're going live with a bunch of Tony Award-winning people and it's not good, you're going, what the heck? What's going on here? We talked about Batman earlier this morning, in case nobody knew. Pattinson, what's his name?
Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to shoot it down yet. You know, I don't want to be the naysayer, because they see something in him that they say, hey, he could play Batman. With that said, it is a little bit of a strange pick for many people, many fans like myself.
Why?
But
because he's stalking the other.
Yeah, because you know Batman's usually a little beefier. You know, probably just a little more of a grown guy. You know, not really like a teen tween throb type.
Well,
of looking.
I'm going to tell you something though. When you're Bruce Wayne, you're not like no neck kind of guy.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
this businessman who seems to be pulled together, and then you put on that suit and you become fuller and bigger and put those eyes.
Like Batman's not really an Abercrombie ad. He's more like a John Varvatos. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
I think he's famous, but he's not so famous that he's going to overtake the role, which is, I think, what happened with Ben Affleck.
He's
so famous that I feel like it overcame the essence of Batman. Now, the other thing I want to point out, and there is an old tweet for everything, is that when Heath Ledger was first announced to play the Joker, people went nuts.
They didn't like it.
Yeah. They didn't like it. And
is nobody but Jack Nicholson.
And it's the greatest performance.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
So with that said, I will give Robert Pattinson a chance.
But, Robert, yeah.
But please don't make it stand.
Listen, it was like there was a lot of auditions, and it was between he and somebody else, and it's kind of a guy I don't really know.
Nicholas Holt.
Where do I know him from?
You know Nicholas Holt. He was the little boy in About a Boy.
Yeah.
And then he grew up to be quite handsome. And I think he was in that movie, A Single Man, that Tom Ford directed.
Yes.
He's also in X-Men. And he was recently in that movie, The Favorite.
Okay.
He was great in that, too.
Okay. Now I know who that is.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, June 25th, 2021. Put that in your calendar.
Okay.
Because that's when you're going to see the first installment of 3 with Robert Pattinson as Batman. And over the weekend, Godzilla. Number one, Aladdin number two, and Rocketman with Elton John number 3.
How many more times will we tell the Godzilla story?
I don't know, but listen, people love it because they went in droves. Now, I don't think that a lot of money came in for theaters this weekend because there's so much going on, but Godzilla number one at the box office. And that's entertainment. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
Do not plagiarize in 2019. I repeat, if you're a student or if you're a faculty member or if you're just anybody that doesn't need any kind of documentation, you cannot plagiarize. And let's just make sure we all know what plagiarizing means. Taking someone else's work or words and acting like it's your own.
Yep.
The reason being is a thing called Google. It's so easy. They'll just run every word you say through a Google search or a filter, and it'll come up as, Ashton Kutcher's words. This is what happened to a principal giving a graduation speech.
This is incredible.
It was one of the students who noticed. Like, she's sitting there going, I know this speech from somewhere, and it's in West Virginia, and she puts two and two together and realized that it is identical to Ashton Kutcher's speech at the Teen Choice Awards in 2013.
So wow. The principal has plagiarized Ashton Kutcher's speech.
Like, right down to anecdotes about his life.
For the commencement.
Yeah.
So okay. What did they do? They doubled up on it?
Yeah. So she posts a video online that cut between the speeches.
Jeez.
So we layered them on top of each other. So here's exactly how similar this is.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up.
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job.
And so opportunities look like hard work for me.
Wow.
The hard work he's referring to is called copy and paste.
Oh, no.
It's tough, man, especially when your keyboard's broken.
I didn't get, guys. I didn't get the fact that he took that speech from something that was already televised.
Yes. Word for word.
You are dumb.
Yeah. Real dumb.
Oh, okay. God. I wonder what, oh, my gosh. So the fact that she would remember that, it means that Ashton's speech made a lot of sense to her. She heard it again with this principal, and I'd like to see what his day is like today.
His quote says, "It was never my intent to take credit for what I said." And he noted he didn't get paid extra to give the speech.
You don't get paid to give commencement speeches. I've given them. No, you don't get paid. Never my intent.
Can you imagine, like, that principal, he better not have ever suspended a single student for plagiarizing.
Can you imagine? That's crazy.
I want to see his paperwork from university that got him the job in the first place.
Absolutely. If you're a student of his that he suspended for plagiarization, are you not like going to his house today? Like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'd
like my grades back. So
Spend some time with Felicity Huffman and Lori Law. If he wants to.
That's another one.
It's quality time.
So don't plagiarize. It is way you will get caught. Someone will run your speech through a Google search.
Absolutely.
It's just that easy.
Yeah.
Back in the day, was it easier to plagiarize? Wait, did I say that?
No, you know what the thing is, too? That's why I'm always amazed, and I'm not going to get into it too much, but I'm amazed that people don't pick up on other people's songs.
Because there's only
so many notes.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.